Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Rain. 57 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees.
KA9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. This is KCABOA. Let me switch antennas. We had some storms, so I was on a mag mount. Let me put it on the outdoor antenna. KCABOA.
KC8VOA. KC8VOA. KA9SXH. Hi, Rick. How are you doing on this beautiful day? KA9SXH.
Well, good morning there, Terry. I am doing better than I deserve. I'm doing better than I deserve. This beautiful Good Friday. How about yourself?
Today is Good Friday. And currently I'm sitting inside by a computer with a number of radios on, including this Echoline connection that we are using, but soon, getting up, getting dressed, going grocery shopping, and if it's not raining, I've got some outside stuff to do, and if it is, I've got some of that project I can work on in the garage, but we'll see how that one goes. And currently it is, I just looked a little while ago, 42, overcast. things are damp out. There is some dry to be seen, but that's because it's been dry in those spots. Otherwise, been having a lot of rain lately. And I also had my, actually my antenna and Radio Shack is still unplugged. I didn't plug it back in yet today. We are scheduled for another round of possibly storms, etc. in this area later on this late afternoon, evening, which was the forecast yesterday. It did rumble quite a bit, and there was maybe one or two lightnings that was seen, but not real close. And so that kind of stuff is around. Repeat yesterday, in other words. And although we got quite a bit of rain, it didn't come into my Radio Shack. Or, yep, maybe I shouldn't talk about it. Back to you.
Well, good morning to you there again, Terry. And temperature-wise here, we were looking about 61 degrees earlier this morning. Currently, it's 54 degrees here. And temperature's dropping, supposed to drop throughout the day. We're not supposed to get any rain today, but again, thunder showers tonight, so I'll have to remember to disconnect here later today. We have a club meeting tonight. It's the first Friday of the month, and club breakfast tomorrow. So busy next couple days, and also got our Easter with the kids tomorrow, so I'm going to travel out to Millington there and enjoy that. Other than that, not a whole lot of new stuff going on in here. I need to get this, finish getting this bench cleaned off and get some room on here to work on some projects. I've got too many irons in the fire and too many things going on. So, but that's par for the course, par for the course. So, unfortunately for the kids' Easter egg hunt tomorrow, it's supposed to rain all day. And it's at 100% chance, so not a good thing. Not a good
thing.
I'll turn it back over to you,
KCABOA. Oh, same thing here on the bench, Rick. Been working at it for quite a while, and I've been having some success. It seems like even though I've been having success, I keep putting more stuff back. And perhaps later I will be able to make some real headway there. That's been my plan anyway. And where I'm sitting, I can see grass. It's ready to cut. I'm thinking if we get a sunny day, I'm going to cut at least some grass. And the project I am working on currently outside, which has been on hold the past few days, is removing an old flagpole made out of various scrap parts. It's been up there for years and years and years. My dad put it up, and it's time for it to come down. And I plan on having a little garden there. Areas maybe 4 feet in diameter. However, currently the flag post is still up there. And it's got concrete around it. I've dealt with enough of that so I can do the flagpole thing, and I got it to a loyal. And I'm thinking if I, well, we'll see how that one is to get off. I'm not sure, but probably not all that hard, I think. And looking forward to that. Needs some sun, Rick. Needs some sun. That's out in the full sunlight. I can put a chair out there. Put at least one radio on there and work away like crazy. It seems like this past winter, the concrete around that flagpole for some reason really took a big hit. And it was all pitched up. There was places up of it where it had cracked and pushed up a couple of inches, 2 inches, almost enough to start worrying about getting the lawnmower over it. That's reason two for taking her down, but oh well. I have a project here in the front yard. KA9SXH.
KA9SXH, KC8VOA. Yeah, as far as the rain and the wetness goes, the ground squishes when I walk on it. I've got standing water in places in the backyard. And had a skunk or a possum, something going to town on the grubs out there. My backyard looks terrible. I can see where the grubs are very busy in an area, and where the skunks are very busy in an area, I'm assuming there's a lot of grubs. A lot of Japanese beetles. That was one of the other things I got to do, is some more research on it. I know you can use milky spore bacteria to help that. The timing of putting that down is important. And also you can use some beneficial nematodes to help wipe out those Japanese beetle larvae. Yeah, you get the larvae taken care of, but the other problem with Japanese beetles is they travel for miles, and they come in and attack the peach trees and the apple trees here and the grapevines and some of my other crops that we got planted here that they just raised cane with it.
KC8VOA, back over to you. All right. Well, when I get my new garden area cleared, like I say, it's about 4 feet in diameter. I plan on putting in ground cover there. We've got some in another part of the yard that works real well. I know it grows here. It's good for full sun. And I'm looking forward to see that growing here. No grass in that area, though. No grass. Ground cover, and I'm hoping eventually that it does very well there, which it probably will, and spreads into the grass. In other words, I'm not putting anything there that I can't go over with lawnmower. If I choose to, even if it ain't going to cut because it does stick up above the ground high enough. But, yeah. With that little bit of light we had yesterday, you could almost watch the grass grow and get green. And the flowers, little wildflowers, the bluebells, etc., in the backyard are blooming very pretty. I'm going to make this my last transmission, Rick. Get on up my day here, and daylight's a burning. So, great hearing you today. Take care. Have a great day. We'll catch you again. This is Terry, KA9SXH.
Oh, very good there, Terry. You have yourself a very happy Good Friday and happy Easter, and hopefully you get a chance to spend it with family and friends. And we will talk to you later. KC8VOA.
KA9SXH.
Good morning, 1100 hours, cloudy, 53 degrees.
November 8, Romeo Hotel, Kilo.
K8KCI, K8KCI, you on frequency, November 8 Romeo, Hotel Kilo. That was you, Jeff. It didn't last long. Nothing heard, November 8 Romeo, Hotel Kilo, Chesney and Clear.
November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo. November 8, Tango Victor Echo. How you doing, Stormy?
I'm doing good. Where have you been?
Well, been outside doing yard work when the weather was permitting and trying to get things organized around here, and it's an ongoing job, and I would say problem, but it hasn't quite got that bad yet. What have you been up to?
Not a whole lot. You want to go simplex or stay here?
Well, we can go to simplex and let the whoever needs a repeater use a repeater.
I can need RHK2SY.
N8TVE, clear.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees.
A38YDF, okay.
Good afternoon. You sound a little weak in there, KCBOA.
Well, I'm on the new radio, so it's always a changing platform, I guess.
You have a good antenna connection there? You sound a little staticky.
Well, as far as I know, same antenna I used before. Unless it came loose from the radio, it's still attached to the roof, so who knows?
Okay, yeah, you sound weak and distant. How's your day going? You on lunch?
That I am. I gotta head to the bank here to get money for tomorrow for breakfast and club breakfast and that, and pick up lunch and headed back to work.
Never a dull moment, is there?
No, there isn't. Yeah, I'm going to look for a different antenna in Dayton. I have just one of those very small rare earth dual band antennas with a little 176 coax on it. I like that for the simple fact is it's small. The coax fits through the door without screwing up the window seals or the door seals, and I don't have a great big antenna stuck on it.
Yeah, yep. I did that glass mount on the Trailblazer, and that seemed to work okay. Not the best, but okay.
Yeah, these aren't the best antennas. They're a temporary type of thing, but that's what I've got. So I got another regular antenna with a, like, 58 coax on it, but again, I hate sticking it through the door. It messes up the door seals. So I know I got some leaks in the van around the door seals from running coax through too. So that's what you get unless you can find a way to get it in another way. But I also want the antenna so I can quickly take them off so I can run it through a car wash. So once I put all the antennas on the van, everything had to be hand washed, summer or winter, because it couldn't go through with all the porcupines on it. So I vowed not to have to do that with this one, so these the Meshtastic antenna and the radio antenna are just quick mat mount little ones.
Yep, that's what I'm worried about once I mount that one on the truck there. But the regular antenna goes through fine. I'm going to be mounting the other one just about straight across from it, so I'm hoping it works out okay. Tommy's had just increased their rates, so I'm not sure how much longer I'm going to be keeping a monthly membership on that.
Okay. Yeah, I might have to change the mic gain on here, too. I left it at factory level, so there is an adjustment for mic gain in the software, so I'll have to see where that's at. I was just trying to get other things working before I tried to fine-tune audio-wise.
Okay. Are you transiting right now, or are you stationary?
I am mobile. I'm headed down here, just passing Bringer in.
Okay, yeah, there is a little bit of static in there. And like I said, your audio levels are down a little bit, so sound like you're very distant.
Yeah, I haven't been down here in a while. I see they tore down the old Walgreens now, or Rite Aid, whatever it was, and putting something else up at the corner. I can't remember what they're putting up the corner here at Genesee in Michigan. I thought it was another gas station convenience store thing or something like that, but I don't know.
Yeah, I noticed that about a month ago they tore that down. So, surprised. But, that's the way it goes. And I think that was the Rite Aid there, right? Rite Aid was on, that was Walgreens. Rite Aid was on southwest corner.
Yeah, this is the southeast corner, so I think that was Walgreens to what it was, so. Yep. Something else going up. I know out on Michigan and Tittabawassee, they're supposed to put up another gas station and convenience store out there in the old Rite Aid building, so. I guess we need some more of those someplace. That was a boom for a while. Every corner had a gas station on it, and that kind of went away, and looks like we're going back to the same thing now.
KCBOA. Yeah, I noticed some of the Rite Aids have been changed over to Dollar Tree.
Yeah, quite a few of them they picked up, and that it was, a good building to do that.
Well, it makes sense. It makes sense for some of that. Your audio increased a bunch there. I don't know what just changed, but your audio just improved a bunch.
I am now stationary at the bank.
Well, that made a difference. That made a difference. I'll let you get your business taken care of, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. KCYBF, KCBOA.
KDC8YBF.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 49 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 50 degrees.
November 8, Romeo Hotel, Kilo. K8KCI Mobile. K8KCI Mobile. N8RHK. Somebody key up.
K8KCI FBI. This is Kilo Echo XC, Oscar Bravo. Hello, Jeff.
Who is this?
Kilo Echo XC, Oscar Bravo.
How you doing, Bob?
Sit here. How you doing?
I was just giving a call for Jeff. I think he's going to be stopping by you. He said around 3-ish, and he's not here. I guess he was going to the Saginaw meeting, whatever they called themselves, and apparently he was going to be going to that.
Oh, Roger that.
Bob, I'm going to get back into what I'm doing. I was just wondering if you might have been out here and checked out where where he's at. And about an idea, you know, when he might be over here. All right, then. You take care. Good hearing you. Talk to you later. KE8ZOB. This is November 8 Romeo Hotel Kilo. 7-2 for now.
November 8 Romeo Hotel Kilo. Kilo, that's way to the last problem. Roger that there, Stormy, and a good Friday to you and your family. 7-3, my friend.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees.
KC8YBF,
KC8 BOA.
Good evening, Rick. I'm out of work, headed home.
It's going to be a good feeling. You're just going to get home for a little bit and just get relaxed just a touch and then have to get back up and go to club meeting.
Yeah, and that's it. I had to print off some things tonight by minute form, do the minutes, and then I printed out the paperwork for the T-shirts and sweatshirts and that, so... Tom's got a copy, but I printed one off so we could mark off what we give off. So then I had to make out a list of what I needed to bring tonight. But yeah, that's about it. The wife's not home. So I got to go home, warm up some leftovers, like you said, grab a quick dinner, and take back off again.
Okay, I got to step away for a minute. I'll be back with you in just a second.
KCI, Mobo, and we're making our way to the meeting, so I already did that run, but you get home safe and we'll catch you again, though.
Well, you're going to be a couple hours early there, Jeff.
Oh, we just take our time, and we got a few stops on the way, so you know how it works. As far as this guy away, he's got to take the time and get there.
All right. Yeah, like I said, I got to go. I work out by the airport. I'm only about 2 miles from the airport. So now I've got 9 miles to go back to the other side of Saginaw, pick up my stuff that I got to have, grab a quick dinner, and turn around and come back basically to work again.
Well, hey, you got to remember, what would you be doing if you weren't doing that today? So, it's Good Friday. It's supposed to be a good day, right? I guess that's what we all keep saying, but we got some stuff done today anyway. We got about 2 inches of rain out of everything, so the farm's looking good. So we're just making a few stops here, and we'll make the meeting.
Travels tonight too. At least the weather turned out better, and we got got rid of the rain for a little while.
Yeah, we did. I don't think there wasn't too much damage or winds or anything. We missed the first group the other day when we were talking, so that was good. We ended up with almost 3 inches here, but we ended up with 2 inches altogether.
KC, VOA.
Go ahead, Red.
All right, I'm back in there. So I ended up with, for 2 day total, I ended up with 0.98. So, not near as much as what Jeff got.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much I had. I said I got the electronic gauges. I guess I'm going to pick up one of the Tokoroz rain gauges and register for that so I got a more accurate rain amount and snow amount in that too. So I found the one that I want to get. Matter of fact, they got them on sale for $20 off right now, so I'll get the better one of the two that are out there, just because right now the better one's on sale for $20 off, and it's about $10 more than the low-end one, so I just got to get a chance, maybe over the weekend I'll get it ordered.
Well, we use the ambient version, so you can actually go on the ambient weather app, and you can look at my weather ones. They're all on Wi-Fi, so they're on the network. You can actually see what's happening over in my neck of woods for interesting facts.
Well, very good, Jeff. Very good. Yeah, I've got one on... underground, weather underground, and that tipper is not as accurate as the other one we get from Kokoroz. Ron, I bought another one, and I got it on Amazon. It's identical to Kokoroz one, except it was significantly cheaper. But I mean significantly cheaper by the time you're done paying shipping and everything else. That Kokoroz one, when I bought it, was over $50. The one I picked up was... somewhere is near 30, including shipping.
Yeah, the low-end one that they're specifying, they only specify three different models now that they'll accept, at least readings from. Yeah, one's about $40, one's about $60, and then there's one about, it was like $100. Well, the $100 one is now down to what's basically $60, so the better one is now down. So probably the one that I'll pick up, a little bit more durable, it looks like. I've got a few more features on it, so I haven't decided yet, but that's probably what I'm going to look at here. But I bookmarked it. Amazon's got it for that price, and then also the site that... National Weather Service recommends has got it for the same price, and then they got a couple other things that they're throwing in too, just information pamphlets and that stuff. So probably pick it up from them as a mom and pop company instead of Amazon. They got enough money as it is. Back over to you, Jeff. KC, YGL.
Yeah, Ron, we understand that one. Well, mine, I use it mainly for Fachman on the one side, so. It was a little spendy, but it also handles the soil moisture and temperature probes that I got stuck out in the field, kind of give me an idea of what the soil measure is and moisture content. But, other than that, they all work pretty good. It's just a matter of keeping them up and keeping the birds out of them so they don't... trap in the water trap. That's usually the worst part, so I had to put some thorns and flags around mine.
Always these challenges, Jeff. Always these challenges. Yeah, I know what you mean. And if you get trees close by to drop all the little pods in there, that goose things up too. I had some buds in my rain gauge this morning. and that don't help things out either. So I'll bring the one I've got in tonight, Ron. You can take a look at it and see what you think. It's 4 inches diameter. It's one I've been using now for about 6 years. Turn it back over to you. KC8BOA, over to KC5VF.
All right, sounds good, Rick. Yeah, I've got a couple of electronic weather stations that I have. I've got a LaCrosse that I've had most of the time, and that feeds to my weather server in the basement, and then I upload photos of that so I can view that online. That was before Wi-Fi stuff came along. I've had that for probably 15, 20 years. And then I picked up another little version, electronic version, that is at lower range. So the LaCrosse is up. It's a three-piece system with the wind, the rain thermometer, all of that. So it's three separate pieces that are mounted in different areas of the property. And then I've got one of the one-piece ones. Don't know what the brand was, but one of those, and that's Wi-Fi goes to the house. That works pretty well, too, although neither one of the rain gauges, or that rain gauge, is not accurate. It hasn't been calibrated. I just have never got out there to do it. And the one that I have, like I said, the electronic, at least for the rain gauge, is one of the tip bucket ones. And the spiders like to get in it. So I got to go out a couple of times a year, pop the cap off it, and get any of the spider webs. They like to build the spider webs in there, and then it won't tip back and forth. They kind of lock it in place. So that's my problem with that. Don't get birds, get spiders. Back over to you, Jeff.
Yeah, I tell you, it doesn't matter what you do. You're always going to find something. Mine is in the woods. It's a little hard to try to get anything that's accurate as far as the wind part. So you got to stick it somewhere and hope you can get it. So I pretty much get the southwest side wind and stuff. Just that you do where everything comes from. But yeah, I know. So it's a thing. So I'll change tomorrow and we'll have something else. But I got to stop here at Stormy's and pick something on his radio quick. So I'm going to be on the side for a while. So if you guys are here and I get back, that's great. But one of these days, I'm going to remember everybody's call sign. Otherwise, I'll just say, well, shove it off to you, Rick. This is KCI, and we'll be on the side.
Okay, Jeff. KCI, KCVOA, we'll see you tonight at the club meeting. Yeah, Ron, I've had wind give me false readings on the temper as well. So I don't know how you're going to go about calibrating that to get it right.
Well, there's instructions out there that came with it to, you know, pour water in it and blah, 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 blah. There's a certain amount, so many ounces, and that you're supposed to pour in as it does this. And then there's screws on the bottom that adjust it, and you do it an eighth of a turn, and you run the sequence and take the measurement, and then you turn if it's off, or you turn it, you know, another quarter or put the other way, the eighth of a turn, blah, you know, doing that. So that's what they're saying to do. It's just getting out in there and do that. I've had it up there for several years, and like I said, my LaCrosse, the wind meter is above the roof line. The rain gauge is at its 4 feet setting, where it said. The rest of the temperature and all that, and the house that I built for it, Stevenson screen. And then the other one's out on a post that's about, it's up maybe 10 foot, so it's more at ground level. So I get wind speed reading up level at 30 feet, and then I've got one in the backyard at about 12 feet. So you'll see some difference between the upper level and the lower level of the property.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Well, I've got an anemometer. I'm 3D printed a tipper. I've got some electronic components there to get that done on that tipper for another station. But the tipper calibration was, like you said, pour X amount of water through it, and it counted the number of cycles it went through, and they basically go through and say, okay, for this number of cycles, now for that amount of water, it should be this number of cycles, and go through and calibrate it out. So that's how they go about that. So yeah, I've got a 3D printed Stevenson screen I printed up, and I've got to put that together and put some guts together, and I have some units to go in the ground to measure temperature. I'm not sure I'm going to measure moisture, but I do have something to measure temperature and barometric pressure and all the rest of that stuff as well. So got all that to get done and program up a MCU and figure it out, see if I can make it work. And looking at putting that one up north.
Well, that sounds good. Yeah, I got to fix my Stevenson screen. The top rotted off it. And I bought a new top to go on it. It's been wood before, but I was going to print a 3D one, but it's much too big. I'd have to put it and make it and join it in like four pieces. So I was talking to Jack up in Midland about, you know, he could design something, do that. And he said, well, why don't you just get one of the cutting boards? And he said, it'll do. So that's what I got. I got a great big, it's about 3/4 inch thick. It's essentially a cutting board. It's been sitting in the basement for a year and a half. I haven't had a chance to put it on. So there I go again. We've got more things to do than I got time to do it. So the idea this summer again or this spring is to get that just cut. It won't take me more than a couple hours to do, but that's the problem, is just getting the time to do it.
Yep, that's for sure. Even some scrap vinyl siding might work out, too.
Yeah, I was just looking for something that was heavy enough to protect it and that. Well, they're coming down my street, and they are picking up the flex. So I guess they're down on my street for the cable. So I've got two in the front yard now. I've got her on the side yard. Both are right on the line in between my property and the neighbor's property. There's a box in their yard now and a box out by the road from the first company. So that's the way it goes. All right, Rick, I'm going to run in, grab my quick dinner and quick turnaround here. So we'll see you tonight. KCYVS, I'll be clear on your file.
Yeah, very good. I get back to work and end my Menards debate returns. Get that money coming. KCABOA.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees.
NRHK.
KCYVS Mobile.
KCVOA Mobile.
Did you just leave in the house, Rick? KCYVS.
Yeah, I was getting ready to leave the first time, and I had a sensor I need to change on my arm before I left, so I had to do that.
Okay, I just turned out of the roundabout here on 46, so I'll be there in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I'm about 15 minutes behind where I wanted to be. We'll see you there, TCBOA.
All right, sir. We'll see you there. KCYVS.
Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Good evening. 2000 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees.